In reaction to the closed fishing season, a deputy director at the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Matilda Quist, said the ban will only be implemented for 1 month this year. She spoke to Joyce Jechi.
This action has been necessitated as a result of realizing that our stock levels are going down. We had to develop a management plan to rebuild the fish stocks and as well as to enhance the socioeconomic conditions of fishing communities. It will create more jobs within the national and international framework. We have three sectors in the fishery sector. We have the industrial, we have the semi-industrial, and we have the artisanal. The plan takes care of all these sectors. Under the industrial sector, we have the tuna industry and then the trawlers. Ghana is a member of ICAT, and ICAT has its own way of managing the stock. So for the tuna sector, their moratorium every year, this has been in existence for more than a year or two, is January to February. They don't go to sea. So now we are bringing it down to the trawling sector, which also falls under the industrial sector. Under the management plan, they are to do it for 2 months. But these 2 months must be based on certain scientific evidence. It was proposed that the first one will be May and then the second one will be November, considering the resting period and spawning period of the fish. But we were not able to implement the May one. So for this year, we are doing the November one. So it will come into force in November.
And will it be for 2 months?
This year, it means we are going to do it for only 1 month, November.
How are you going to see to the enforcement of this ban?
We ensure the enforcement of this thing because all the trawlers are fixed with transponders and are monitored by our monitoring, control and surveillance units. They have VMSs fixed in the offices.
So what happens to somebody who violates this ban?
What happens to them? That is why we involve them. They were part of the decision making. They were part and they decided that November would be also a good period for them.
But is there any kind of penalty that goes with it should someone violate it?
There will be a penalty, the law and the amendment act. Once the law prescribes that this must be done, there will be punitive measures. License can be revoked.
A deputy director at the Ministry of Fisheries and Aquaculture, Matilda Quist.
Former UN Secretary General Busumuru Kofi Annan has reiterated the need to promote agriculture and ensure better nutrition in Africa. He said Africa must be ready to promote agriculture in order to feed itself with what it produces, rather than produce what it does not eat and eat what it does not produce. Mr. Annan made the observation during a visit to the Volta region to advocate efforts to boost the production and consumption of vitamin A-rich orange flesh sweet potato in Ghana. We bring you a news desk report.
The visit, which was organized by the International Potato Center, is the third advocacy and education visit by Mr. Annan and his wife since they learned of and became enthusiastic about the potential of the crop to help make a difference with regards to both health and wealth creation. Mr. Annan said nutrition is important in the growth and development of every child, saying, when children are brought up and properly fed, they grow up to be lively and healthy adults who are able to contribute to society. He said nutrition could increase prosperity and bring about increase in the gross domestic product of the society. Mr. Annan noted that most of times as Ghanaians, the focus is always on big companies for job creation. But in most societies, majority of jobs are created by small and medium-sized companies. And as such, individuals must be encouraged to set up their own businesses to employ each other in order to make the country prosperous. He encouraged the youth to get involved in and develop interest in agriculture in order to make a living in